Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 32. High temperatures reach up to 66. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 37.
Kansas Middlebury Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Legislature wrapped up on Friday last week with a confrontation that led to a two-hour recess in the State House of Representatives after an altercation between a Republican and Democrat state rep. As KSN News reports that the altercation started after Democrats had accused that Representative Nick Hoheisel, a Republican from Wichita, of trying to start a fight with Democrat Ford Carr by launching obscenities at Carr in front of his desk on the House floor. They say the event took place during the conversation and debate over House Bill 2104, that would require school districts to implement an NRA program known as the Eddie Eagle Program. The Eddie Eagle Program allows public education to teach students in kindergarten and above about gun safety, to not touch firearms, and go tell an adult if they see one. During the conversation, Democrats interrupted the legislators debating the NRA curriculum bill and called for a point of order and called for Hoheisel to be admonished. Hoheisel has responded, saying that he's not going to dignify any of the false, outlandish allegations.
Hey, Shocker fans! Wichita State softball begins their 2025 campaign as the preseason favorite to win the American Athletic Conference. One of the nation's best players, outfielder Lauren Lucas, will lead the Shockers through big-time matchups with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and others. Get your season tickets now at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS to secure your seats for every game. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
The Kansas Turnpike Authority says that there is a new scam that you need to be aware of across the state of Kansas with a recent fraudulent text message that's going out to individuals telling them they have unpaid tolls with the Kansas Turnpike Authority. WIBW reports that the announcement was made from the Turnpike Authority over the weekend on its Facebook page, saying that fraudulent texts were being sent to random mobile phone numbers across the state, quote, with no regard to toll road usage. The Facebook post does remind that the Kansas Turnpike Authority, quote, does not send unsolicited text messages about unpaid tolls. In other news, a Kansas man has pleaded guilty over the weekend in federal court to operating more than a $1 billion health care fraud conspiracy. As according to the U.S. Department of Justice, they say that Gregory Schreck, a 50-year-old individual of Johnson County, Kansas, has admitted that he and his co-conspirators had targeted hundreds of thousands of Medicare beneficiaries to provide their information and accept unnecessary medical procedures, equipment, and calls from offshore call centers. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Take advantage of a great tire deal at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 or less can qualify for a $60 card. Valid through February 26th. See bfgoodrichtires.com for complete details. BF Goodrich at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. What are you building for?
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, state businessman Rod Yates out of the state of Nebraska officially wrapped up last week unveiling a new plan that he hopes would allow an increase in discussion for sports-themed tourism coming to the Lincoln and Omaha areas. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, he did officially file the application to develop a Gretna area project known as the, quote, Good Life District under Nebraska law with the presentation of Legislative Bill 637 to the legislature's Revenue Committee. According to the proposal, they say the distinction Nebraska Act allows for the establishment of two destination sites in the state that could create jobs and draw big tourism to the area. According to the proposal and the testimony from Yates at the committee, he said after the full build-out, he does project up to $2 billion worth of annual retail sales and more than 20 million visitors a year to go to the pro athletic teams that include youth sports resorts, arenas, housing, furniture district, retail, and entertainment venues that he foresees occupying the projected area.
We all need someone in our corner, especially when searching for a job. Kansas Works has a network of friendly, knowledgeable professionals who've helped thousands like you build a quality career. Who better to help with writing a resume, finding training, or other personalized services than a fellow Kansan who is closely connected to employers in your area? Kansas Works is in your corner, and it doesn't cost a thing. Just visit KansasWorks.com to find a workforce center near you. And that's how Kansas works.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reached a $550,000 settlement with Farmers Cooperative in a case where a fertilizer applicator dropped through a bridge west of Elites last year. With that information, Marshall County will look into replacement costs and see if that could be accomplished this year or would need to be budgeted later. Costs ranging from $1 to $2 million for countywide ambulance service were presented to Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting, with the lower end from a private outside provider for the service at around $1 million, up to double that amount for a county-operated service. Costs were an estimate and would vary depending on staffing and number of stations. Currently, city-owned operations in Washington, Lynn, and Clifton, as well as the Hanover Hospital, which is contracted with Washington due to staffing shortages, serve the county. Cost estimates provided were compiled by a consultant hired by a Washington county to study the issue. Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a bridge replacement project 5 miles south of Frankfort on K-99 this week. The Jim Creek Bridge project will begin with a shoofly detour around the bridge to carry traffic through the project area. Traffic impact should be minimal during this phase. Work on the $2.5 million project, which is contracted through Ebert Construction of Wamego, is expected to be complete in November. The 43rd annual Baileyville benefit was this past weekend in Seneca at Nemahal Central High School, with volleyball and basketball games, concessions, and auctions of donated items, with proceeds benefiting four area residents toward medical expenses. For Parker Price of Marysville, Allie Wessel of Centralia, Colby Carpenter of Seneca, and Sasha Frakes of Pawnee City. The annual event generates hundreds of thousands of dollars through the volunteer effort. Gage County Supervisors at last week's meeting approved a visitor's improvement grant application for the 2025 Nebraska Cattlemen's Ball, which is planned June 6th and 7th east of Blue Springs. The $18,000 grant will fund additional visitors' guides and used to bus attendees from Beatrice to Blue Springs. Our public affairs guests this weekend were Terry and Bev Acton, who will host the Cattlemen's Ball this summer in southeast Nebraska.
The Cattlemen's Ball is, first, it's to promote the rural country, or the rural showcase the rural countryside. And secondly, to promote beef in a healthy diet. And thirdly, it is to raise money for cancer research, which goes to the Buffett Center in Omaha.
If you missed the conversation with Terry and Bev Acton, the public affairs program is available as a download or podcast on our website at kndyradio.com.
We're honored to be picked to do it. We're always excited about featuring beef, showcasing our area to the rest of the state or whoever's coming, and glad to help raise funds for research to cure cancer, and it'll be a really good time.
Public is invited to Learn to Crochet, a program Monday evening, 5:30 until 6:30 at the Marysville Public Library. No registration required. Materials provided. John Andreessen, age 77, of Auburn, formerly of Barnston, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Paul Lutheran Church near Auburn. Committal service and burial Monday at 3 at the Emmanuel State Line Cemetery south of Wymore. Hemmingson Funeral Home of Auburn in charge of arrangements for John Andreessen. Tim Olmsted, age 80 of Beatty, passed away Friday. Funeral service planned Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Monday from noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Tim Olmsted. Jean R. Wolfe, age 94 of Frankfort, passed away February 14. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at First Presbyterian Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 5 until 6:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Jean Wolfe. Norman Cowboy Stiggy, age 83 of Morrillville, passed away January 31st. Funeral service Tuesday, February 25th at 10:30, Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation Monday 5 until 8 at the Brewery in Washington, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Norman Cowboy Stiggy. Rhonda R. Pearson, age 70 of Blue Rapids, passed away February 18th. Memorial service is planned Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in Waterville, interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rhonda Pearson. Janet M. Wecker, age 82 of Marysville, passed away February 19th. Private family service will be held at a later date, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Janet Wecker. Milton D. Argenbright, age 83 of Kansas City, passed away February 18th. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge for Milton Argenbright. Dolores A. Vantour, age 89 of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church south of Barnes. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Vantour. Joan M. Ulick, age 87 of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 6 p.m. at the church, with a vigil service following at 7. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Joan Ulick. Jerome J. Floor, age 89, of Randolph, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Wallsburg Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Jerome Floor.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine still throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. The mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. The mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine still likely throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48. Record high on this date 82. The average low 25 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:14. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07. And it's 38 degrees of this hour on the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today. Ribs with seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut,
Normandy blend and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, Brussels sprouts, peaches, and a cookie. KNDY News Time 718.
Number ones with statement wins, in the NBA at least. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Cavaliers and Thunder separated by just a half game for the best overall record in the NBA. Cavs yesterday 129-123 over Memphis, their seventh straight win. Thunder 9-1 here in February, best record in the NBA this month. They beat Minnesota 130-123. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 37 in the win, Anthony Edwards 29 in the loss. Warriors roll over Dallas by 24. Golden State's won 5 of 6 since the trade for Jimmy Butler. Celtics by 13 over the Knicks for their fifth straight win, all by double digits. Pacers get past the Clippers, 129-111. Pistons, 148. Hawks, 143. First non-overtime game this season where both teams went over 140. Bucks over the Heat, 120-113. Magic over the Wizards, 110-90. Orlando's first 20-point win since Thanksgiving. Their second, though, 20-point win over the Wizards this season. Sixers and Joel Embiid are considering options. Sources indicate surgery is a possibility for his left knee. College hoops, thriller on the women's side with the number one team going down.
Saya at midcourt got miles on her. Starts to walk her down. Crosses over. Nice move. Floater missed it short. Got her own miss. Out to Brooks, who penetrates. Flipped off.
Floater!
It's a 4-point lead. Miles looking to push over the timeline with 3:43 to go in double overtime.
Zoe Brooks, 31 points in this game today.
33 points for Zoe Brooks. NC State takes down Notre Dame 104-95 in double overtime. Speaking of overtime, Christopher Bell captures the checkered flag in OT at the NASCAR event in Atlanta. He led only the final lap. Austin Cindric and Daytona 500 winner William Byron wrecked 3 laps remaining, setting up the OT. On the ice, Capitals beat Edmonton 7-3. Alex Ovechkin with a hat trick. He's now 13 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Washington has 25 games to go. Brian Campbell wins the Mexico Open on the second extra hole.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Substate basketball action tips off Monday evening, Frankfort at Washington County Girls at 7. Tuesday night, Frankfort Boys live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stock futures overnight pointed to a higher opening as investors try to bounce back from last week's sell-off. The Dow Jones lost nearly 750 points Friday to close at 43,428. The S&P tumbled 1.7%. The NASDAQ plunged 2.2%. The week ahead includes some key snapshots on the economy. Home Depot and rival Lowe's report quarterly earnings tomorrow and Wednesday, respectively. The Consumer Price Index, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, is released on Friday. Home buyers are beginning to find some deals again. Online real estate brokerage Redfin says the average home sale is coming in at 2% below the listing price. Speaking of that, a 1,600-square-foot, one-story retro home, complete with wet bar, built-in cabinets, and the original 1965 stereo system is up for sale outside Ames, Iowa. It was designed by a student of Frank Lloyd Wright, lists for $750,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper at last week's National Ethanol Conference lashed out at Trump government efficiency chief Elon Musk for stripping year-round E15 from December's stopgap government funding bill. Cooper blames Musk and other for gutting the short-term agency funding bill of farm economy saving year-round E15 just when national sales were about to score a huge win.
But in the 11th hour, the E15 language was stripped out of the bill along with just about every other policy writer, all because Elon Musk and some far-right congressmen objected to the size and cost of the original bill.
Cooper calls that an irony piece.
The year-round E15 measure was budget neutral. It wouldn't have cost a penny. In fact, over the long term, it would have saved taxpayer money by reducing pressure on the farm program.
Cooper argued that could have been a game changer for the struggling farm economy and says it was a near miss that really stung.
It was kind of a gloomy week around the RFA office, but it hasn't discouraged us. Our industry allies and our advocates in Congress are more galvanized and more motivated than ever before to get this legislation passed.
With a bipartisan group of Midwest lawmakers reintroducing national year-round E15 sales in both the House and Senate.
They'll again be looking for any and every opportunity to include the E15 measure in upcoming must-pass legislation.
Once again, with the Renewable Fuels Association, that is head Jeff Cooper. Now also the United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, in the meantime, has released $20 million for some EQIP, CSP, and ACEP contracts signed with farmers, though other signed deals, as of right now, still remain in limbo. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Smack, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday morning, right here and only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. As instances of spoilage increase in grain bins, producers enter them more. K-State Outreach Specialist in Grain Storage and Feed Manufacturing at the IGP Institute, Carlos Campa-Padal, said this directly correlates to more grain bin-associated accidents. He discusses key grain bin safety rules.
One of the things that we try to tell either a producer, farmer, or anybody in the commercial employee, just try not to go inside a grain bin. You know, OSHA regulates that very well for the commercial sites, and the farmer, not that much. But what is important is that if you have to go in, that we try to the people not to do it, always do different procedures for safety. First of all, lockout tag. What does that mean? Well, first of all, go in and shut down any equipment that could move grain in, move grain out, any moving part of equipment by putting a lock, putting a tag. And that's very standard procedure in the industry. And in the farm level, some people, of course, do it, but it's, we really like to suggest people to do it as much as can.
Campa-Padal shares safety tips for those who have to go inside.
Have a spotter. What does that mean? Never go in by yourself. Always have somebody watching you. Have radio communication if possible, or cell phone in case something happened. Have enough light, because inside a grain bin is dark, and it's actually rated a confined space in many ways. So we want to avoid that. But don't have a spotter. And then, of course, if you feel there's a risk, never go in. And I actually suggest only go inside a grain bin in the commercial side when the grain bin is at the lower level of being full, in case you have to go in to take out a temperature cable and just to move the grain in.
He explains a danger oftentimes forgotten inside grain bins.
If grain is spoiled, you know, there's bad odors inside a grain bin, the atmosphere can change. There could be mold spores up in the air that could be modified atmosphere. And it could be some hazard in terms of respiration. Some people call that a farmer's fever. But I would suggest people to just go in with a mask to avoid any potential issues, especially if there's a lot of dust inside that environment.
That was K-State Outreach Specialist in Grain Storage and Feed Manufacturing at the IGP Institute, Carlos Campa-Padal, with information on grain bin safety. Learn more at www.ngfa.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks with Vietra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a great Monday morning. The temperature certainly in our friendly environment, folks, and it looks like to be a good day. Talking about good, we've got an outstanding sale here today, folks. A great set of cattle, a lot of hay, and certainly it's going to be a good day. We certainly want to mention the March 20th sale coming up will be our next cow-calf, bred cow-heifer sale, folks. March 20th, 11 o'clock. We do have 90 head of families already consigned. So if you had a cattle to consign, certainly give us a holler. Well, the news over the weekend, last week's cattle markets a little lower, $199.50 to $2, $3.15 in the carcass, and certainly since we last talked to you, we lost a little bit power there, but it still looks solid, and the news for the future looks good. The cattle on feed report, that 101, 102, certainly friendly with the marketings up to date, so the cattle market certainly does feel good. Well, let's talk about the cattle, folks, as we do have a large hay run, but hey, I gotta tell you about the listings on the cattle market here today with outstanding calves. We've got another set of calves that, were the high selling about 6 weeks ago. The 2024 outstanding sale of Weichenberger cattle, they're here today, along with other very good groups, so we'll tell you about them. In the small calves and so forth here this morning, there will be one red bull bottle calf a week old. There's going to be a black baldy calf with ring eyes. Hey, a super good little bull calf. He's 2 days old. There's a black heifer bottle calf, 30-day old, eating grain. There is three families, guys. We're going to try to keep them together, a black, black baldy, and a red white face family with two-week-old bull and heifer calves. They are going to be about that 10-year-old range, and certainly if you want to keep them together, they are outstanding calves, but if we have to split them, there will be some more calves. There's also a black family. I'm going to call her a 4 to 6-year-old. We will mouth her this morning. Got an outstanding black 3-week-old calf on there also. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off with the Solberg cattle. Six black and black baldies are going to be out of Sterling. They're going to be $350 to $450. The Landwehr cattle, 18 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to be 300 to 450 pound. Houghton out of Tecumseh's got six. Tecumseh has six black steer and heifers, 5 1/4, 6 1/4. Frederick's out of Marysville, 8 red steer and heifers, 4 to 500. Leonard Harper with those good calves 6 weeks ago has got 15 head here today. Black steer and heifers, 4 to 500. Megan Robertson out of Unadilla, 50 black and red steer and heifers, 500 to 750. Brower Farms out of Claytonia, 50 black and red steers are going to be 90-day background. In fact, they're going to weigh 600. Wilmarson Farms right here, Beatrice, 36 black outstanding steer, 7.5 to 8.75. Talking about excellent, the Kepke cattle, a lot of these are home-raised, guys. 37 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Home-raised Lineman cattle, 64 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. That trap cattle coming right off the farm, Tecumseh, 39 black steer and heifers, 475 to 600. Stilly cattle out of Pawnee City, 18 black and red steer and heifers, 6.5 to 750. The Eichenberger calves topped the market a year ago, 48 black baldy steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Keebler cattle, certainly a nice set of redneck shorthorns, 12 steer and heifers, 550 to 650. Rickers Wilbur, 17 Char Angus steer and heifers, 5.5 to 800. Drogi, other two boys, right off the farm, home raised, 14 black steer and heifers, 5 to 700. Cameron, out of Summerfield, 19 black and red steers, they're going to be 5 to 700. And the Rippy calves, right off the farm at Auburn, 9 black steers, 550 to 650. So those baby calves and so forth at 12:30 here today will run right into the feeder cattle after that on an excellent offering of high quality, good feeder cattle here today.
7:32 from KNDY. It's 38 degrees. Spring-like temperatures this week, middle 60s today, tomorrow. Certainly an improvement over a week ago.
Folks in northern states will soon be watching for the return of the American robin, but some of them never went away. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 24th, the 55th day of the year. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs was born on this day. Folks in northern states are anxiously watching for those harbingers of spring, the American robin. What many don't realize, though, is that many robins have been around all winter long. Some flocks hunker down in brush and thickets, surviving on insects, grubs, and whatever fruit they can find. Only when the ground thaws do we see them hopping through our lawns and gardens in search of worms. Want to create a winter refuge for robins? A wildlife garden with American holly, winterberry, and other fruit-bearing shrubs is a good way to start. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more online. Just go to almanac.com.
Tim's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update as Wichita State men's basketball continues to be the hottest team in the American as they racked up a 78-67 victory over Tulane yesterday in Charles Koch Arena. They're now 17-10 on the year. They've won six straight games, matching the longest of Paul Mills' era. Xavier Bell notched his second straight game with 20-plus points at his seventh of the season behind a game-high 23 points. He was 7-15 from the field, 3-7 from three-point range, and a perfect 6-6 at the stripe. Up next for the Shockers, they will host UAB on Thursday at home at 8 p.m. tip-off. Other news from the weekend. For the Wichita State Shocker, the women's bowling team runner-up of the Big Red Invite. For men's tennis, the Shockers rallied past Roadrunners, crushed Cardinals to sweep the doubleheader. Also, it was the Shockers falling to Hawaii in the series finale in baseball and on the softball field. They were bested by the number 2 team Oklahoma, but vanquished ACU to split the Sunday doubleheader. Other games in actions for the Wichita State Shockers tonight include softball against Abilene Christian, tennis against Iowa, and baseball against Chaminade, all coming up later this afternoon.
Two Marysville Bulldogs advanced to the boys' state wrestling tournament from regional competition Saturday at Abilene. Cromie placed second at 190 pounds and Busman fourth at 132 pounds. Nebraska state wrestling championships were held. Southern freshman Drake Troxell won first place in the D144 category. He is the first state champion from Southern since 1981. Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Abilene 40-30. Wamego beat Chapman 57-45. Rock Creek girls took Clay Center 54-45. And Nemohall Central beat Concordia 57-38. Valley Heights girls topped Onega 71-30. Lynn took Frankfort 52-39. Clifton Clyde over Axtell girls 54-45. Donova West beat Washington County 52-47. And Centralia downed Blue Valley 60-29. In boys' play, Abilene beat Marysville 58-39. Wamego took Chapman 67-30. Rock Creek over Clay Center 58-45. Nemohall Central down Concordia 56-47. Valley Heights boys over Onega 55-23. Frankfort edged Lynn 50-45. Axtell over Clifton Clyde 70-60. Donova West took Washington County 49-37. And Centralia beat Blue Valley 64-52.
A split for the Marysville Bulldogs in the regular season finale at Abilene on Friday. Marysville girls win the opener 40-30, but it was a hard-fought win for NHS, led by Lindsey Dressman with 9 points. No one in double figures for Marysville, improving to 9-11, 6-6 in the league. Abilene was faced by freshman Tessa Herman, 17 points. Now girls go 3-14, 2-7, as the Marysville girls win 40-30. Marysville boys jumped to a 14-10 first quarter lead, but didn't score a field goal in the second quarter, trailed by 4 at the half. Abilene outscored them third and fourth quarters for a 58-39 victory. Paced by Tyler Holloway inside with 13 points, Ian Crump scored 12. Weston Rock with 10 points, played the entire second half with 4 fouls. Abilene with a win goes 12-5, 6-3. Marysville's Rhett Wurtenberger scattered 5 trays for 15 points. Willow Todd had 13, but just 3 field goals as the Bulldogs fall to 10-10, 4-8. Abilene boys win 58-39. Substate pairings are out for next week's postseason action, Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Deerfield.
Postseason basketball coverage kicks off tonight as the Class 1A Division I Centralia Regional Bracket opens play with Washington County Girls hosting Frankfort Girls live on KNDY FM 95.5. As the 12th seed in the bracket, the Frankfort Girls, under reigning National High School Girls Coach of the Year Brian Ebert, have had a tough season after claiming the first girls state championship in school history last year, but believe they have a game plan to slow down the Tigers.
Well, I think the big thing is slow down Jesse Hoover, but the other thing is keep them off the boards. I feel like they out-rebounded both games that we played them, so we're definitely going to have to, execute there and try to block out and rebound the best we can.
The Washington County girls, led by head coach Scott Romeiser, enter tonight's contest the 5th seed, but still has areas of improvement they need to make if they aim to get out of a tough sub-state, says Coach Romeiser.
I think what will be important for us to do is to really try to push the ball down the court, but we need to play with a little bit better spacing. And then, being aggressive, going to the basket and, trying to draw some fouls, and we need to get to the line and fix our free throw woes.
Live coverage begins around 6:40 p.m. with tip-off set for 7 o'clock on FM 95.5, streaming at KNDYradio.com or in the free KNDY mobile app. Your home for high school sports coverage is always KNDY.
Substate basketball pairings for 1A teams released. Hanover and Lynn girls are first and second round seed and receive first round byes, advancing to host semifinals Saturday, March 1st. 6th seed Axtell girls host Natoma Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. On the boys' side, 1st and 2nd seed Hanover and Axtell receive first-round byes, advancing to host semifinals Monday, March 3rd. 7th seed Lynn boys host Lost Springs Center Tuesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. Semifinal round winners move on to the championship games at Tescott Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th. Centralia girls are top seed with a first-round bye, while 5th seed Washington County girls host 12th seed Frankfort first round Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. On the boys' side, 5 seed Frankfort will host Onega, 8 seed Centralia's home to Blue Valley, and 11th seed Washington County boys host Rural Vista with games Tuesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. Semifinal round winners move on to the championship games at Centralia Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th. 2A Valley Heights and 3A Marysville brackets will be released next week.
2A and 3A substate pairings released for Valley Heights and Marysville teams. Valley Heights will host 2A substate finals Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th. Mustang boys, the number 15 seed, open play at 2nd seed Valley Falls this Thursday evening at 7. Lady Mustangs are the 6th seed and will host number 11 seed Jeff County North this Friday evening at 7. That broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5. Winners advance to the following Tuesday, Wednesday with higher seed teams hosting. Marysville girls 9 and 11 are the 11th seed, tipping off at number 6 seed Haven near Hutchinson. They're 14 and 6 Thursday evening at 7. Marysville boys 10 and 10 are the number 10 seed, tipping off at 7th seed Anthony Harper Chaparral. They're 11 and 7 on Friday evening at 7. Bulldog girls and boys games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 Thursday and Friday nights.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 32. High temperatures reach up to 66. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 37.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions.
If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
This is Andrew McCray, and since 1996, I've been crisscrossing this nation and sharing those stories right here on the American Countryside broadcasts. Each day, we travel to meet the people and places that make this country great. With over 6,000 broadcasts now from all 50 states, there's sure to be a fascinating tale just around the corner. It's the story of America, told by the people of America. Stories from people you may never have heard of, with a story you aren't soon to forget. I hope you'll join me every weekday for the American Countryside, right here on KNDY.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYradio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYradio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYradio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Playing nothing but the legends of country music. Subscription free. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.